As this is the first Lord's Day of the month, I'll be giving a psalm meditation from Psalm 147. This is a very familiar psalm. In fact, the children, as they sang it this morning, were doing motions and we stumbled over it because the words are so familiar that the new words are a little different. It contains the words, "The Lord builds up Jerusalem." So all of you that have memorized "The Lord builds up Jerusalem," this is going to be our Psalm of the month, and we're going to concentrate on transitioning to the new words that our Psalter has for it. Please listen to this as I read Psalm 147 as it appears in the New King James. "Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beasts its food and to the young ravens the cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse, but he takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. The word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not known them." Praise the Lord. In our psalm meditation today, I want to draw your attention to the goodness of God, which gives us reason to praise. I'll summarize them in three headings. You might notice that, like poetry, these three different goodnesses of God are woven together. They come up in a variety of places, but I'm going to draw them out and summarize them one by one. We'll start with God's goodness to his people. It's a psalm that marks probably the history of one of two different things. Either David's building up of Jerusalem initially and the nation of Israel, or possibly the rebuilding of Jerusalem after captivity in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah. It contains those familiar words, "The Lord builds up Jerusalem." And if you look down in verse 13, it talks about strengthening the bars and her gates. It also describes the bringing of captives or exiles back together. And there's a sense of that in both David's time and Nehemiah's time. You can read about the history of those in 2 Samuel 5 or Nehemiah 12. But this psalm is more than about a city being built. It's about the people of God, and Jerusalem can stand for the people of God. It's especially noteworthy, or especially our attention is drawn to the people by the remarkable words that come in verse 4. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. That's a verse that makes the hair rise on the back of your neck. If you ever have looked at the night sky and imagined trying to count the stars, let alone give them names and remember them. God's power is like that. His knowledge is complete. It is infinite, as the psalm goes on to say. Who can search this type of knowledge? It's applied, though, not just to knowing in a general way, but knowing in a saving way. It stands in the context of God promising to be a God to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And do you remember what God said to Abraham? Go out and look at the night sky. Count the stars if you can. So shall your children be. When the psalmist describes God knowing the stars, naming them, it should bring to mind this covenant of the Lord, that He knows His people, that He establishes His people. He gives protection and direction to Jerusalem, to the people of God. That people of God we come to know in the New Testament as the church. And I can't help but also hear Jesus' words to Peter at this point. You are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. It is Jesus' promise that He will build up His church, His people, His Jerusalem. So when you sing about the Lord building up Jerusalem, think about Jesus building up His church. Second, think of God's goodness in His providence. Like many other psalms, this one describes God's making and sustaining all things. This happens especially in verses 7 through 11. It mentions God's making the heavens and the earth, the clouds, the rain, the grass and mountains, the birds and animals. But God didn't just make these things and then walk away, as some people describe. The deists, or the so-called clockmaker God, who makes something incredibly beautiful and intricate like a clock, winds it up, sets it on the mantle, and then steps away. That's not what this psalm describes. God is involved still today in all of His creation. He not only made all things, but He sustains all things. He covers the heavens with clouds. Day by day, He provides rain. He causes the grass to grow. He gives food to animals and to birds. We call this God's providence. We can see it in the world around us and then in our own selves, in our own lives. God is providentially caring for each one of us. When you sing this, you can think of how God has been good to you, providentially providing for you day by day. You can also think about Jesus at this point, too. Think of what the New Testament says of Christ in Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, that are in heaven or that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through Him and for Him. Think of Jesus sustaining and providing for you. Thirdly, think of God's goodness in history. In verses 12 through 20, the psalmist does something very interesting and very poetic again. He brings together two things that don't seem to have anything to do with each other. He talks about the rise and fall of nations, and he talks about the weather. And you might wonder, what do those two things have to do with each other? Well, who can control the weather? Who can make the wind to blow? Or here in Oklahoma, you might want to make the wind stop blowing just for a minute. Can you do that? Who can make nations rise? Who can make nations fall? You can't, and I can't. But God can. The weather and the history of nations are outside our control. But they are within God's power. And He exercises that for a specific purpose. He exercises that so that His word, His praise, His name would be declared and praised. As with the first two points, let me point you to Jesus in this one as well. The New Testament says of Jesus that He, Jesus, must reign till He's put all His enemies under His feet. God is sovereign over all of these things. And we praise Him for that. We praise Him for His goodness. Right in the heart of the psalm, it describes in verses 10 and 11 the desire of the Lord. He does not take delight in the strength of horses or of men, but this is what He takes pleasure in. And those who fear Him and those who hope in His mercy. You see, the goodness of God is revealed in our lives providentially in the creation around us, but specifically through Jesus. He's the one who gathers the people. He's the one who rules over all of history. He's the one who providentially made and controls all things, and He does so for you, His church. And our response is beautiful, isn't it? To praise Him. It is beautiful to praise our God, our King, Jesus Christ. Let's do that together. Let's sing Psalm 147. Throughout the month, we'll be using Selection A. We'll begin with that first half of the psalm, praising our God, our King, the one who has been good to us. Let's stand and sing Psalm 147, Selection A.